day.
Here at the White House, we view that as another example of the progress that has been made and the evolution that has been taking place in this country. Commend him for his courage and support him in his in this effort and hope that his fans and his team support him going forward.
All right, who is that? That's Jay Carney, the White House spokesperson, giving a high five to Jason Collins, who became the first pro athlete during his career to come out as a gay man. And a portrait of him is out in this week's Sports Illustrated. All it says is the gay athlete. He's a 34-year-old NBA veteran, if you don't recognize the name. That's where we begin, in your backyard, my backyard, and everywhere in between, in the nooks and crannies. How you doing, America? Looks like some of you might have to batten the hatches because you still might be getting some snow. Happy May. It's almost May, and you cannot put your shovels away if you live in Nebraska, Iowa, Minnesota, Colorado. Think of the plains areas. It's the beauty, folks, of living there. You get the white stuff while some of us hardly ever see it. We crave it. Oh, if we could just have that unique snow that sometimes, that freaky snowstorm that sometimes we get. And you're getting it in May. Appreciate it. Just don't put your sweatshirts and your shovels away just yet. All right, so we started with Jason Collins and the big headlines, a lot of people reacting. Another former president, Bill Clinton, said, you know, attaboy, proud of Jason Collins. There were all kinds of tweets, all kinds of things that came out to support Collins. Once again, this is the first openly gay pro athlete. There have been others who have said they were gay or came out and admitted to it or whatever after they retired from sport, but this is the first guy to do it during his career. What kind of impact will it have on his ability to keep playing basketball? He wants to keep doing it, but he's not a superstar player. He's been 12 seasons in the NBA. He's averaged 3.6 points and 3.8 boards. He's 7 feet tall, so he's got the body for a center, but he doesn't have the incredible rebounding skills or grabbing the points as some other centers do. And it might not be circumstances dictate in a different direction. It might not be anything to do with him being gay. It might have to do with the fact that he's past his prime career-wise in an NBA career. So now it's interesting, the timing. He comes out, and that's what he'll forever be known as. I mean, he'll be the first guy to do it. That's the idea. But he's a trailblazer to go ahead and do that. Very few people knew that he was gay. He said that oftentimes he dated women, so nobody really was questioning it and at all, just thinking, you know, whatever, he's not married necessarily, so... The Celts coach, Doc Rivers, said, "I'm proud and happy for Jason. He's a pro. He's a consummate professional. He's one of my favorite team players I've ever coached." And it's a huge, huge move. While there's all this discussion and push-pull over gay marriage and gay rights and, everything from partnerships to what's happening with benefits and what happens when somebody dies and they have a partner and all this other sort of stuff. But really the gay marriage issue that even right now is being decided in a sense in two cases by the Supreme Court, which that should come out in June before they leave for their summer break. So this may open the floodgates for others to come forward and admit to their sexuality if they're gay. We'll see if it leads to any of that or not. because the question that you'll have to ask yourself, too, with the NFL especially, would that affect the contract of anyone in a sense? Meaning, would it be harder for them to get a job if they were that, especially that in-between player? If they were the in-between player, how tough would it be? Superstar might be a little bit different, but then the attention would be absolutely gargantuan, incredible, if that were the case. The Boston Bombers, the one that's still alive, has gotten a major, major boost to his defense team. You recognize the name Judy Clark? She's a San Diego lawyer who's really made her life's journey as an attorney to protect the lives of other people and get them off of death row in high-profile cases. She had the Unabomber as a client. She also had Jared Loughner, the gunman responsible for that rampage that injured former Arizona Congresswoman Gabby Giffords and killed six people. So what we're hearing is that Judy Clark's in the mix of this, and Judy Clark is asking for a plea deal to reveal as much information as possible as to what happened and where they got all their materials and what did the older brother do and all that kind of stuff. So Zokar, the brother, the 19-year-old, what will he say to get out of the death penalty possibility here in this case? Dokar Tsarnaev has been charged with using a weapon of mass destruction during the marathon. Three people were killed, 260 injured when the two bombs went off almost simultaneously near the finish line. Now, the suspect's lawyer could renew their motion to appoint another death penalty expert if he is indicted, and that's happened before with Judy Clark. She's had incredible success at this. She also defended the Atlanta Olympic bomber Eric Rudolph as well. All of her clients got life sentences instead of the death penalty. Susan Smith, remember, she drowned her two kids. It was another one of her clients, too. She doesn't speak too much publicly, and she never talks to the media very much. So it's what makes her tick, you don't know, other than that she's the person who represents these people and takes the death penalty away. And she says, I don't think it's a secret that I oppose the death penalty. And I think that's the driving force for her. But this is a big boost to the 19-year-old to at least keep him away from the needle. But I wonder if that's fair to the families. In fact, I'm going to say it's not, because I would support the death penalty in this case. Fair to the families who, you know, find themselves in a situation they never thought they'd be in. And that means in a situation without their 8-year-old son, for example, too many lives cut short because of that moment where the two bombs were set up and ultimately went off, shocking so many who were just trying to come across the finish line. We're nowhere near the finish line here on America Tonight. We're jumping over to the flip side. Jump with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment permanent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Tonight, we're going to introduce you to a musician who is also a historian, in the sense, a musical historian, who will dive into the whole thing of Sweet Caroline and why that's become so big. Neil Diamond even kicking back money for people who are getting that song. That's become the anthem of the Boston Marathon. Just a quick little history here. This is something that popped up and was sung at the Red Sox games for, you know, the last 8 years or so. So everybody identifies that song, that knows about that, with Boston. And good for him for donating the royalties. So I think it's going to be pretty huge. I heard the number was very, very big. But we'll talk to her about the music scene in general, but also the fact that music often becomes sort of a uniter for people in brutal situations like the one that happened a couple of weeks ago at the marathon. Let's go to Izzy, our pal in Missouri. Izzy, are you high and dry finally?
Yes.
Yay.
But poor Matt Nathan, oh my God. I can't believe it.
Yeah,
crazy. I just feel so bad for him. I just told Matt to move.
Yeah, get out of Minnesota. Too much of the white stuff.
Move your mothership somewhere south.
Yeah, because you can have tornadoes and floods and
well,
a whole bunch of other things.
Occasionally.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. You're not getting snow in May.
No, and that's the thing.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Anyway,
I agree.
I'm having a little problem with my throat tonight, so if I cough, excuse me, please.
No worries.
But I'm with you on the death penalty.
Mm.
In fact, there are times when I think it should have already been used on that kid.
Mm-hmm.
It's too bad he survived to stay in the hospital.
Yeah, you wonder if he's thinking that, too. But it's but what they did to those people, what they did to that little boy, just, I mean, come on.
I don't even try to think about that. It just, it makes me want to literally throw up, Kate.
I know. It's sad.
I'm so sick of this kind of news. And, excuse me. But I am very, very pro-death penalty. Very pro-death penalty.
Yeah, you and I are it, though. A lot of people come down on me for that whole death penalty thing, but
well,
I can't help it.
What do they know?
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, they've never had someone close to them die from or at the hands of a criminal.
Right.
Yes, I did. I had one cousin that was murdered.
Mm.
Never found the guy.
Mm.
But, nonetheless, I just, and I don't think we should be kind about it. With the needle, nope, a bullet through the eyes would work for me, and it costs a dollar.
It costs a dollar, and Homeland Security has extra ammo, so if we need it, they'll give it to us.
Just buy a little from them. But the other issue is the gay issue. Have you heard about the flower lady in Richland, Washington?
The flower lady, no, tell me
okay.
The story.
Arlene's Flower Shop. Now, she's been selling to these two gay men for something like 9 years, and she's never refused service.
Mm-hmm.
But she has certain Christian beliefs and, quote-unquote, a relationship with Jesus that she won't do a gay wedding, the sanctity of marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I respect that. Mm-hmm. And I have actually been refused service, believe it or not.
Mm-hmm.
And I've gone about my business like, okay, fine, whatever. But the first thing the guy did, this Ingersoll and Freed, they go on Facebook, and Freed says, I'm seizing. Well, before you know it, the entire gay population is up in arms, and they're advocating to ruin her business. And I'm like, wait a minute. She's entitled to her belief, is she not?
Right, I agree.
And...
yeah.
But, I mean, they have, and I went on a couple of, Amazon has several forums going, Kate, I cannot believe the hateful vitriol that gays are spewing. I am just shocked. And some of the displays that they're putting up there, the Amazon, so I couldn't believe this. You might call me dumb. They are putting up products that gay men use. I'm like, oh, I really need this like I need another hole in the head. But one of them was J-Lube. And I'm like, well, it looks like glue. Why would you be using glue?
Oh, that's funny.
So
oh.
I looked it up, and I'm like, oh, my God.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah, you don't want to know.
And then it says, can cause death to humans. And I'm going, oh, there's something I really want. To play with, yeah, but bottom line is, why would anybody be so hateful to a business just because they got refused a service one time in 9 years? And frankly, I'm fed up with this gay movement. The agenda's gotten so hateful. And I know, I've seen some of the gays here in our community just be absolutely hateful. And I'm sorry if that offends anybody, too bad. But I am so sick of agendas being thrown in my face, and right now I'm so angry about the gays wanting this woman to just, and she's a senior, by the way. She's
mm-hmm.
not a young chick.
Mm-hmm. Good to get a cough button for Izzy. Yeah.
I'm sorry, but, you know,
no, I understand.
To wish her demise, to wish that her business fails now, to advocate not to go there, just wrong.
Yeah.
That's just wrong.
I agree with you, as you see. I mean, because here's the thing. If it's her business, so they could have gotten upset because they always went there. That's fine. But I don't think you attack her because it's her business. Whoever she serves or doesn't serve.
It's in Washington State, and Washington State is about as socialist as you can guess. They have that idiot Patty Murray there. And my daughter actually moved out of Washington. She and her husband left. They just could not take the politics. So.
There was a guy who used to do America Tonight, Ernie Brown, and he didn't like, he liked Seattle, but he didn't like the Seattle politics. He said the same thing.
Oh, I thought that America Tonight was original to you.
No, he did America Tonight for a couple of years, and I filled in for him while I was doing another radio show, and he handed the gauntlet to me when he went to Washington.
Oh, how cool was that then?
Yeah, he's a good buddy of mine, and he's a cool guy, yeah.
Oh, yep. Okay, because I thought for some reason that this was like your original show. I mean, all yours, because I know you've done other things.
So,
Oh, cool. Okay, well, that's all I have to say for tonight.
Take care of that cough.
Take care
of that cough, Izzy. All right, one thing about Izzy, she's hardcore. So, you know, she brings up an interesting what-if scenario. Was the woman discriminatory because they were clients or they'd always come to the shop, but then when they want to get married, she's like, I just can't do that, fellas, because I really have these strong Christian beliefs, and that's just how I feel. I don't know. If it's me, honestly, but this is also my personality, if it's me, I say, I get it. Listen, that's okay. And I would be okay with it. But she's right in a sense. It's like anyone with an agenda, though. They push it, push it, push it. It's like the ACLU. The ACLU used to be a decent organization. I know you're shocked that I even said that a long time ago. But then they swung the pendulum to such a far extreme, and sometimes some of the ridiculousness that they jump in on with the classrooms and saluting the flag and all this other nonsense, they get in the way of justice, I think. And in this case of the woman who owns the shop, it's her business. I mean, if she doesn't want to serve them, she doesn't want to serve them. And it doesn't help the cause of, hey, I'm just like you. Just can we not have the same rights? If they're gay, can we not have the same rights as somebody who's married? Well, you don't want to. I think that hate and nastiness does not help that situation. So that's why I would agree with her there. Because it's not doing them any favors. Let's just put it that way. All right, coming up on the flip side, Sweet Caroline. Why does this work so well with so many people and touch a nerve when it comes to the victims of what happened in Boston? That's next.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves. Available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Start life over. Spend more quality time with your family. Take more vacations. Own your own business. Be healthy and earn the kind of income you've always dreamed of. Is it possible? Yes, with Youngevity. First, you've got to see the video that is turning the medical industry upside down. Go to HealthyBody13.com. That's HealthyBody13.com. Watch this video, then pre-register for the Spring Youngevity Convention May 2nd through 4th in Las Vegas, Nevada. And guess who will be there?
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. I prescribe the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll be there.
Hi, I'm Steve Schultz, Vice President of Training here at Youngevity. I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll be there.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, President of the Genesis Communications Network. I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'm going to be there.
Take the Healthy Body Challenge, and don't miss the Youngevity Convention in Las Vegas, Nevada, May 2nd through 4th. For more information, go to HealthyBody13.com or call 1-800-360-8695. That's 800-360-8695.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
To pretend nothing happened, you want it that way. Try keeping it cool, but love getting to you gives you.
All right, what a treat. You're going to really love our next guest here on America Tonight. Her name's Elizabeth Tryon. You might have heard of her. She's a musician. Her first pop single, are you ready for this? Fire Inside. She wrote and performed, she broke the top 10. On one of the national radio charts, the song won several Fan Choice Awards, which is always big. You want the fans to love you, right? And she's got an original song, You're Still Mine, which was chosen to be the soundtrack for a tribute in a video to honor the U.S. Armed Forces, which, of course, you know how we feel about the Armed Forces, and I'm sure she does, too, as well. She's also been on PBS. She was on a show there. She was featured on a show called That's Classic. And then she's got a slew of other things, but it would take an entire hour, and I'm sure she doesn't have that much time. Hey, Elizabeth, thanks so much for coming on the show. We appreciate it.
Oh, my gosh. Well, thank you so much for having me. It's an honor to be on.
All right. We wanted to talk to you because besides being a singer, you're also a music historian. You know a lot about music. And we've seen what's now happened in light of the bombings at the Boston Marathon. What's been really wild is Neil Diamond's Sweet Caroline, which took off at the Red Sox game, now is being played all over the place. It's being played in other ballparks, but it's also being played at other events. What, tell us what you think about that. You know, how music can inspire people, I guess.
Yeah, no, it's so true, and I think it says so much about Neil Diamond too. That I mean, he wrote that song in the '60s, and it's still just as relevant today. But yeah, it's so true that I think music is probably the most healing force one of the most healing voices in the world. And I actually heard from somebody who she had a couple of friends who were seriously injured in the Boston bombing, and she brought Sweet Caroline to her art class, like just a couple of nights after the bombings, and played it. And everybody in the whole school, I guess it was a school, everybody just started, like, on all the floors and stuff, you know, they all just started coming out in the hall and, like, spontaneously just started singing along with it and, like, holding hands and everything. I mean, how unbelievable is that? It's a totally spontaneous thing that just drew people together, and she said everybody was crying, and it was just, you know, such a powerful moment. So I think that it's a song about unity in a lot of ways, and certainly that's what is happening after Boston. You know, everybody's pulling together.
Yeah, I love that. And plus, there's a thing, too, where Neil Diamond is donating all the royalties to the Boston bombing charity. That's huge. Imagine, and people are running out and getting it, downloading it, all that kind of stuff. So I don't know what the total is now, but I heard it's pretty high.
Yeah, can you believe it? I know, he donates his royalties to the survivors of the Boston bombings. I mean, how amazing. What an amazing person. And you know, it's also amazing that Neil Diamond, I mean, he's been writing hit songs for so many years, and he actually got his start not even writing for himself, actually writing for groups like the Monkees and stuff. He actually, like, he wrote, like, major big hits for them, and Elvis and things. And so, I mean, it's hard enough to write, you know, hit songs for yourself, and then he wrote, like, a bunch for others, and his hit songs to spare, basically. So, he's just a remarkable person.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. And you know, talking about this song, isn't it wild when you have a song? I mean, do you find that it's pretty rare for a song to both inspire hope, as I asked you in the beginning, for some people, and then actually provoke shame in others because they won't play it at Penn State. They won't play it in any of their athletic competitions.
Right,
it's
right,
completely
right.
Banned.
I know, it's terrible.
Strange.
Actually, my mom's a Penn State alumna, and I think, you know, that was really a decision that the administration made, and it definitely wasn't coming from the fans because, you know, I think the Penn State community as a whole, like, they love the song because they used to play it, you know, all the time at Penn State. So it definitely was just something that, like, some administrator made that decision, and talk about a foolish decision. I mean, because no one was asking for it, you know, no one was pressuring them. So it was a really bad idea.
Yeah, it's interesting, too, because I know a guy I went to college with actually worked in Altoona, which is near Penn State.
He
was telling me something interesting. He was saying, and this, of course, is all over the place, that it was about the lyrics, hands touching hands and reaching out and touching me, touching you, which, of course, is a sweet line in the song. And unfortunately, because of Jerry Sandusky, though the university is denying it, that it's not based on the lyrics, I have a feeling that, I don't know, I think there's just something to that.
I'm sure that that's why. I mean, I'm sure, because, like, you know, you get somebody who's worried that it's, because, like, Neil Diamond wrote that song, he was inspired by Caroline Kennedy, and he got a picture of her when she was a kid. Of course, he was also, you know, much, much younger at the time, because this was back in the 60s when he saw this. So he wrote the song about her. So they're saying because the song was inspired by a child and it talks about hands touching hands, reaching out and everything, that they didn't want to call attention to Jerry Sandusky, which, yeah, I mean, that's like that's probably why, almost certainly, you know, why they did it. And it's just so stupid because nobody was even thinking about that, you know?
Right. Right. They made it. They made it so, exactly. It is crazy.
Yeah, they made everybody think about it. It's like, no, we don't want to think about it. No one was even thinking about it.
Yeah. And you know, I mentioned this, besides singing, the fact that you have such a handle on history, when you think of other songs that fill certain times, and we've seen this before, what happened in New York. I was in New York, and I was working there, and the New York is always played after the Yankee games, but everybody was singing it. Everybody was playing it. I mean, it was everywhere in New York, and it was outside of New York, too. I guess there's, what famous songs do you think are good fits for when you have something sad and something happy going on?
Well, I you know, it's so true what you say about songs being something that just pulls people together, and there's just no words. You know, it's so much better than words is music. I think Bridge Over Troubled Water, that's kind of a one that just sticks out to me as being a very uplifting you know, and I mean, it starts out so sad, and then by the end of the song, it's so joyful. So I think that gives hope to a lot of people, you know, that can be down and out, but you don't have to stay that way. And I think Enya also, you know, a lot of her songs, I just think they're just so beautiful, and they're just kind of like lullabies or something. So I think there's something very powerful in Enya's music, and you know, certainly like. I mean, there's just like, there's so many. It's just incredible. I mean, like, I Will Survive. That's definitely a, definitely like, well, I guess like a lot of people say, you know, Eye of the Tiger, of course, like they listen to it in rehab and stuff like that. And that's gotta be inspirational to write a song that people listen to while they're rehabbing and they say stuff, you know, well, it helped me to, you know, when I was gonna quit rehab and stuff, like it helped me to carry on. So, I mean, that's really, why I wanted to be a songwriter was the idea that people would be inspired, you know, by what I wrote. I think that's just such powerful.
So it's interesting. Coming up, you're doing a show in New York that I understand is kind of pop, classic, jazz, and rap. All in one. Wow, you're a master of many talents if you're doing that, right?
So, I actually started out as a classical singer. I'm actually trained as an opera singer. So that's what and then my classical background really inspired, like it helped to inspire me to write pop songs. Because a lot of pop songwriters, you know, used to be classical performers like Billy Joel, you know, obviously Elton John. You know, a lot of those people had classical roots. So it's fairly common for that to happen. So, basically I in my show, I have a lot of pop songs, but I also have some classical music, that's just, you know, it's just like basically a fun show. It was co-written by, Jeffrey Gurian, who writes for Comedy Central. So it's just like a really, really, you know, we take the music seriously, but we don't take ourselves too seriously. So it's just like a really fun show. It combines pop and classical music. And then we even have a rap. We actually have a rap to the classical song Green Sleeves, you know, like traditional, very classical song.
Yeah.
We speed it up and speed it up, and then eventually it turns into a rap. So we have a wonderful rapper. He wrote like an original rap to it. So it's kind of like his words are inspired by Greensleeves, because, you know, Greensleeves is very, very traditional. You know, it was written in the Middle Ages, literally. So it's like very traditional, you know, alas, my love and thy hands and thy petticoat. So he wrote a modern rap, like modern lyrics to that song. So it's just really cool. It's like this blending of the old and the modern day.
How cool is that? I'm still stuck on you were doing opera, and now all of a sudden you've gone in a complete opposite direction. How did you? What made you ditch opera? Why'd you ditch opera in New York? And then, you know, Renee Fleming, because you had a passion for other kinds of music too.
Exactly. Yeah, because I still do opera. I mean, I still do gigs as an opera singer, but my real passion, like my main passion, was writing music and also performing for people that don't necessarily ever listen to classical music and are much more of a pop audience. I love the idea of sort of, you know, doing a lot of pop music and then adding in some classical and kind of surprising people with it. I got the opportunity to sing, you know that song, The Lion Sleeps Tonight? That's
yeah.
Like in The Lion King. And
sure.
You know, it's very, Awimowet, The Lion Sleeps Tonight. It's a doo-wop song, and it's 50 years old. And there's actually an opera part in it, which most people don't remember, but there really is an opera part in it. And I was fortunate enough to sing the opera part of that song with the original group who recorded the song 50 years ago in Manhattan just recently. And that was just such a thrill. It was actually in Brooklyn we did it.
Wow.
And it was such a thrill because I always wanted to perform that song because I thought it was so cool that there's opera in the middle of a famous pop song. And I never imagined I would ever get to perform it with the original group. I mean, that was just like such a dream come true. And they sound exactly like they did on the recording. Wow, like after all these years, they sound fantastic.
How cool is that? Elizabeth Price.
It was so fun. And they were all mic'd, and I was the only one not mic'd. And they were like, well, if we don't like what you do, we can always cut your mic. And I'm like, no, you can't, because I don't have a mic. I'm singing opera here.
I love that story. Elizabeth Tryon, continued success. Check her out at ElizabethTryon.com. Thanks.
Thank you so much.
Bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com. Sergeant Dave Scott, Army Search and Rescue veteran, wants you to hear this urgent message. All emergencies have casualties, but in America, most casualties from storms like Katrina and Sandy only happen because good people were in the wrong place at the wrong time. Don't let that happen to you. Visit yourbugoutplan.com on the web. Watch a free video presentation of the skills you need to be long gone before any disaster can touch you. You owe it to yourself and to your family to watch this. Head to yourbugoutplan.com on the web right now, yourbugoutplan.com.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing Mother's Day special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Plus, order today and you're automatically entered for a chance to win an amazing trip for mom. 3 lucky grand prize winners and a guest will be whisked away to your choice of Paris, Napa, or St. Thomas. Just go to ProFlowers.com, click on the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 5454. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. 100 colorful blooms for mom, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days, plus a free vase for only $19.99. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday, and if you order this week, you're entered for a chance to win a trip for mom to an incredible destination. The only way to get this amazing deal and be entered to win the trip of a lifetime is to go to proflowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 5454.
No purchase necessary. Must be 18 or over. Restrictions apply. See rules of website for details.
Sweet Caroline and the significance of that. There's always been, I was thinking about this heading into that segment, there have always been songs during times in our history that have kind of been adopted as anthems for different reasons, but this one is the latest, and it works because of the relationship of the Boston Red Sox to the city of Boston. This segment is one I like to call, and we haven't really trotted it out in a very, very long time. I saw it in the headlines, and the reason is because so many of you don't trust the mainstream media. You don't trust it. But this one is pretty good. Bad to Verse. What do you think that is? That's the New York Post, and they're talking about the release of Tim Tebow yesterday, which they're saying comes too late for Mike Tannenbaum, too late for Rex Ryan, too late for Mark Sanchez, and too late for Tebow. That it's ready to, they're ready to clean house. Everybody should go. The other thing that was big in the New York Post, this isn't a surprise, this was the headline, 9/11 gear theory flies with the cops. The cops think that the piece of the World Trade Center plane wreckage that was found near the Ground Zero Mosque wasn't intentionally placed there at all, but instead blasted into this tiny alley, and they never saw it. So it's not some crazy hoax or somebody nutty planted it to start a conspiracy or whatever, but that it simply was there, got stuck in a very tiny place, and finally someone found it. It's very creepy, actually. I think it brings back some very sad times for the people of New York and people who lost people on 9/11 with the two planes crashing into the World Trade Center. The other thing is, this one I thought was interesting because you never usually see the reverse here, but there's a giant headline in the New York Post that said, "Whites only at Brooklyn Building," and an advocacy group apparently filed a lawsuit against the operators of this apartment saying that it turned away black applicants in favor of prospective whites only, and it's a federal civil rights lawsuit that was filed by the Fair Housing Justice Center. You can only imagine how quickly this one gets reversed, you know, where they go in and they tell the building, you can't do that. Because clearly if it's stated that, and it's supposedly said that on a lease, which is pretty bold, I would think, for Brooklyn, I think that they're going to find themselves in the wrong crosshairs of that lawsuit. The Washington Post had this headline: "Obama's war on cash in politics falls by the wayside." Now, what's that about? The president was promising tough regulation of money in politics, but that's been thrown out the window. And the people who were campaign reform advocates haven't forgotten that that was a promise, and they're not happy whatsoever. So, because that's failed, Tuesday, all five members of the Federal Election Commission will be serving past the formal expiration of their terms. The panel's sixth seat is vacant. The president hasn't made a nomination to the FEC, which enforces the campaign finance laws, in more than 3 years. So this was one of the big pushes, that I'm going to clamp down, this is one of our things, and that's just flown out the window. That's not something that's at all being pushed or pursued. Remember, during his re-election campaign, he was pushing a constitutional amendment overturning Citizens United versus FEC, and that was the 2010 Supreme's opinion that allowed corporations, remember, to spend unlimited bucks on politics. So nothing has happened since then. Another headline for you, and this one comes to us from the Washington Post as well, and this is on above the fold, as they say, so if you picked up the paper, you would have seen this one too. A cybercrime crackdown or a case of digital age overreach. Like that headline, we know what they're talking about here, and specifically they're saying that there were a dozen agents, police, and forensic expert types that kicked in the door of a rundown two-story house in Arkansas just after daybreak, ran inside, ordered the people inside to put their hands on their heads. The target of the raid wasn't a terrorist or bank robber. It was a 24-year-old computer hacker suspected of handing off stolen email addresses to the media. So the Justice Department began a case that is now part of the whole, it's kind of been the symbol of what some people are saying this is about, civil libertarians and this is an overreach in the government and what they're trying to do. The hacker, Andrew Arenheimer, was convicted and sentenced last month to more than 3 years in prison. That's for getting 120,000 email addresses of iPad users from AT&T's website, including the mayor's, Michael Bloomberg, Hollywood executive of New York, the Hollywood executive, the Weinstein brothers, and some other prominent type people, and giving them to the website Gawker. So Gawker was publishing publishing addresses on the site, and it was infuriating, obviously, some people with some political clout. So they are cracking down, and they are determined, saying it's crucial because some hackers are trying to target key infrastructure or steal large amounts of personal information. I don't know. I think it's sleazy when your personal information is ripped off, not to mention scary, because what can they do with the personal information? Even Izzy, who called this hour, told us about her own personal dealings with her identity being ripped off and what a hassle that was, what a nightmare. You talk to anyone who truly has had their identity taken away, and you can't imagine what you have to go through, jumping through more than hoops to get everything back the way it should be, as you're fighting from A to Z, different agencies, to try to restore that credit, and it takes years to do that. And years when somebody's working or doing other things, how do you have time to pursue that and push that? And that's a big part of the problem. Okay, one last one. The Seattle Times. If you lived in Seattle, Washington came up earlier this hour. If you lived in Seattle, what you would see, the big headline, would be Seattle's NBA bid denied, at least for now, because the NBA, they were looking to get a team. They were talking about getting a team back in Seattle, but the relocation committee voted unanimously against moving the Sacramento Kings to Seattle. The recommendation is sent to the Board of Governors for a vote the week of May 13th. They were hoping the people in Seattle and Chris Hansen, who is a Seattle investor, they were hoping that they would get the Sacramento Kings and they would become the Seattle Kings. But it's up in the air, so far, at least, the headline was great. The headline was dead on because they're not getting that team despite their best efforts, thinking they had a really good shot. It doesn't look, it's not definite off, but it's certainly not looking that way, that they're going to get a team anyway. And Hoop is pretty big in Seattle, or was pretty big in Seattle, and probably has a chance to be pretty big again if they can get another team to relocate, unless something different happens with Sacramento, which would be the closest one that could have easily been picked off. So that's the way the ball bounces.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.